systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Well, today is a Friday, June 18th, 2001, and my name is Matt.
And I'm his trusty, dusty co-host, Sean.
What up, dude? How's it going, man? You look like you just woke up.
It's going wonderful.
You have a long, hard, don't look at me like that. You have a good day at work today?
Didn't work today.
Absolutely.
Had the day off.
Fantastic. You enjoying your vacay?
I love life.
Your fakey?
Yeah.
Awesome. This is episode 363, the Friday night show. It's a little early. I got to hit the road going to the Basement Boys 100th episode party. It's in Clarkson, Washington at Hogan's Saturday night. If you guys are in the area, come on down, say hi. Should be a good time. 406-204-4687. If you want to call in right now live and say what's up, that's the number. Thejamhole.com/live is where you should be watching these at live so you can hang out and talk shit and all that. So, what the fuck is going on? How's the job search?
I have a job.
How's the threesome watch? 2010. That's right. On threesome watch. 2010.
Well, we just got a special report that you're leaving town.
That's right.
And me and Danny are going to be here all by ourselves.
I gave you guys complete and unrestricted permission. As long as you don't fuck on my bed, I don't care.
Yeah, because that's just disrespectful.
I know, right? I mean, have a little fucking respect if you're going to fuck a dude's girlfriend. I mean... Come on.
Probably do it on the couch.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I only sleep on that once in a while, so it's cool. You've probably slept on the couch more than I have.
I did once or twice.
Comfy, isn't it?
More like passed out, but
right, yeah. Right. I think there's a picture of you doing that.
Drunk as hell.
On the Facebook somewhere. But yeah, so last night we recorded a little ditty. What do you think of that new song?
It's pretty fun.
What'd we name it? Straight up fucking around in the lab. Don't take this seriously, aka we're just fucking around.
Yeah, I named it Messing Around in the Lab with Matt Lee on my music page.
Oh, Burger says, am I allowing anal? Unrestricted. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Hey man, if she wants to get into some butt play, that's fine with me.
Are you allowing anal?
I guess, as long as she doesn't put it in too deep.
I'm just going to tell you right now, be forewarned, you may get a finger or two up that hole. I'm just saying.
I can only hope, man.
Prepare
I can only
for
hope.
It. Prepare for it. And when I say prepare, I mean try and take a dump before the intercourse. So you don't want that coming out all.
It's usually what I tell my dates.
Right, because, you know, if it comes out with poop on it, she's totally going to shove it in your mouth. I'm just saying, maybe... I'm just saying, that's all.
It's kind of a mood killer when poop comes out.
Right, right. Or is it? I guess depending on your culture.
For most normal women, which, you know, they never really want to have anything to do with me, but what I've told most normal women, not into poop.
Really?
Really.
Interesting, interesting.
Despite what you might have seen on the internet.
I'm just saying because, you know, they talk a lot of shit. I would think maybe they'd be into it a little, but I guess not. So, where can people find that song at? You got that up on your MySpace?
Well, you can go to my MySpace page, www.myspace.com/lyrical406.
Don't say the www.
And please. It's on there.
Or myspace.com/thejamholepodcast or thejamhole.com/forums. It's there also. And we'll play it at the end of the show. And for the podcast listeners that aren't watching live right now, We'll put at the end of the podcast so you guys can enjoy that. I saw a bumper sticker today. You know, you've seen like the McCain Palin stickers.
No.
Do you remember McCain and Palin?
No.
Do you play along with me, please?
Oh yes, I do remember that.
He was the near dead, and she was the hockey mom that was running for the presidency, I believe. Burger says MySpace. Really? Hey, can you put music on Facebook? Then, yeah, MySpace, really.
Yep, it's the best way for everybody to hear the poetic message I have when I say shake your butt,
But, Burger says, how old are you? Only my dad says the WWW.
Older than I look.
The hypertext transfer protocol /// world wide web Fuck, dude. But I put the song up on the forums first, and then I went to MySpace. So I'm just showing you my priorities. But anyway, I saw this sticker. So you know what they look like, right? You've seen them. They're the blue ones. It says McCain on top, Palin, McCain, Palin, whatever. And there's still quite a few cars rolling around here that have not actually taken the stickers off. I guess they're a pain to get off. But this one sticker, it had the McCain part like tore off, so all it said was Palin. And I don't do politics. I don't like them. I think they're a major cause of all, most if not all, of the problems that our world faces today.
Palin's a girl,
right? But what I'm saying is, wasn't McCain like the carrying force in that group?
Kind of.
It wasn't her.
You know,
right?
When he ran for president against George Bush, I liked him better.
Really?
If I would have voted, I would have voted for him.
That was before, like, the 8 strokes and 5 heart attacks,
yeah.
And the shotgun to the face. Or no, wait, that was a different.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
You know, he was a Vietnam vet, right?
Right, and everybody was a Vietnam vet.
Yeah, but he spent a few years in a POW camp in a fucking bamboo cage.
That's who we need as a president, right?
Maybe, not so.
Maybe.
You know. Look who we had before, some dumb fuck rich boy.
Right.
George W.
So we've determined a few things on this show. We're a learning show here. This should be filed under education, not comedy. But we learned that with the Osbournes, we've learned that musical talent is not genetic. Same as with Bush. We learned that political prowess, also not genetic. Weird, huh? But it was weird, and you know, it was like one of these big overweight, like mid-40s ladies that driving the van, and you know, she got out there and she was like, Palin doesn't need McCain, I'm gonna take that part off of the sticker, so I just voted for Palin. Like, hey, dummy. You can't vote for one or the other. They're kind of a double ticket there.
You know what I think it was?
What?
I don't think that was the case. I think it was that, you know,
she tried to peel it off and that's as far as she got.
Sarah Palin turned out to be kind of crazy. I think there was something about
her. Yeah.
I think McCain is on a nationwide tour to remove his name from all those bumper stickers.
That would be a smart fucking move on his part. That would probably be the smartest thing he's ever done since getting
out of that POW camp.
I was going to say getting put in it, but okay, sure. Getting put out. So have you guys, if you're local, you guys have seen the medical marijuana protesters, the ones that are like, do you want the medical marijuana law repealed? Are you sick of these potheads smoking pot legally? Do you want to recreate the drug underground for marijuana? Then come here and sign our petition. They're all over. We talked about it on Tuesday on the Hotbox, hotboxpodcast.com. That's our sister show all about weed. And I finally started seeing these people around. They're from safecommt.com is their site, or .org, HTTWW dot, I don't know. But I went and talked to one of them the other day, and I posted, he wouldn't let me video interview him. He wouldn't let me take pictures. And I'm like, I'm the fucking pot smoker. What are you paranoid for, you fucking weirdo?
You know, I'm kind of curious as to what one of these people would say if you asked them why.
I did. And they're like, the guy was like, well, basically it's just getting out of control. There's people that are getting their cards that don't have any legitimate medical reason. It's like, well, hey, did you realize that we voted for this thing not as a final thing? Like, this is the first step towards getting it completely legalized. No shit, dude. Everybody is gonna make up some bullshit fucking medical excuse to get their card. You offered it, now we're taking full advantage of it. And we wouldn't have to do that, like we said before, if you wouldn't have spread all these negative lies about it. It's not our fault. You forced our hand. You made us find AIDS patients and cancer patients, and you made us put them on posters, and you made us say, look, do you want this person to have their medicine or not? And you said, well, of course, but not the rest of you. Nope, nope, nope. One or the other, bud. So
they, you know, it's good for headaches.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Works good for just hating your life. Makes me hate my life less. But today is their last day to collect signatures. They needed about 25,000 of them. Last count, I think they had like 200, maybe. So good luck with that. Everyone smokes weed. We voted on it by a pretty decent majority. We've all been smoking weed. We will, you know, continue to smoke it regardless of what you guys do.
See, this is a problem with bureaucracy, Matt.
What's that?
If the only reason the majority of the population was behind it being illegal was because they made it illegal. And now everybody wants it to be legal. So it's this big fucking runaround circle track where we're trying to make steps and other people are trying to push us back.
Right. But does it matter? Like, we've been, have you been smoking weed since you were 14?
Yeah, good guess.
Me too. So just because it's, you know, if they repeal this, we'll continue to smoke it. It'll suck for the people that only got their cards because they were like, oh, it's legal now, which means it must be okay. As soon as it gets, if it ever gets turned illegal again, they'll be like, oh, it's evil again. Fuck it. We
exactly.
can't. I'm going to have to go back to my fucking 480 milligram oxy a day habit.
That's because the Bible says, obey the laws of man.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For that.
It does say that in there too.
Right on.
Somewhere in the front, I think.
So I was listening to the latest episode 99 of the Basement Boys, just kind of seeing what I'm in for this 100th episode and everything. And they'd mentioned something about me, and I don't know. It made me kind of self-conscious.
Is it the whole rumor that you're bisexual?
No, I don't give a fuck about that, no. But I'm secure.
That's a fact, isn't
I'm secure
it?
In my heterosexuality.
To fuck a dude?
Thank you. No. To just fluff it off. Okay, that was a poor phrase.
Very bad use
anyway,
of words there.
Anyways, no, they said that I am the most hated podcast host out of any podcast.
Wonderful. So not only am I rapping, one of the most hated rappers around.
Am I one of the most hated rappers,
no,
too?
No, Pill is.
Oh, right.
But now I'm doing a podcast with one of the most hated podcasters.
Well, I was going to ask, am I really that much of a dick?
Not really. I mean,
if you do something or say something stupid on your show, I'll call you out, but I expect you to do the same for me.
You know, I think people would have to know you personally to really hate you in the aspect that most people that know you do.
Okay.
They can't just say you're hated because they hear your voice on the internet.
Right.
They probably hate you because your show sucks.
Okay. See, that's a legitimate excuse,
yeah,
then.
You know.
I mean, hey.
I wasn't done, but we'll just leave it
no,
at that.
No, please continue.
Oh, and
you live with me. What's up? How is this working out?
It's all right.
How many times have you asked me if I've ever been punched in the face for being a smart ass?
A couple times.
A couple here and there.
I mean, it works out great when you're not around.
Oh, right.
That's
sure.
When living here is pretty sweet.
It is. It's a sweet pad, huh? For, you know.
When you're here.
Maybe not so much.
Not so much, no.
I want to thank you for giving me time to jerk it after work and not being here waiting for me when I get home.
See, that's the other thing that sucks is I have to, like, schedule when I can come home around when you want to beat
hey,
off.
I didn't say that. That was Dana. Dana was like, I don't want to fuck my boyfriend, so if you could just not be home when he gets home so he can just jerk off and satisfy himself.
I don't see what the big fucking deal is. Why don't you just go in your fucking room? I mean, if I have to beat
because
off...
Because my 17-inch flat panel is out here, son. I don't want... I could go in there with my netbook. You know how fun it is jerking off to a screen that big?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay.
You want to borrow my laptop? It's got a 16-inch screen.
No! I want to borrow my fucking living room, and I want to... But see, that's the thing. I don't ever want to jerk off again. If I wanted to jerk off, I would be single. I have a girlfriend for that specific reason.
Yeah, jerking off gets kind of bored after.
Let me tell you, it's the only reason I have a girlfriend, so I don't have to jerk off. And I'll tell you what, it's not going very well.
You know, that's really the only reason why I have a place to live is so
you
that
have
way I have a place to take chicks when I want to fuck them.
I thought you were going to say, so you had a place to jerk off.
Well, that too.
Well, it helps, right?
Well, I mean, I can always jerk off in a tent, like if I were living in a tent. But having a house to bring a chick to is a little more impressive
than
a tent.
Pulling up to a campground being like, here it is, Casa de Lyrical.
I get the left side.
Yeah, How's the pneumonia? You sound a lot better. You feeling any better?
I'm better. My voice is still a little scratchy from the badass rap show we did last night.
Last night here in our apartment?
Oh, no, I mean Wednesday night.
Okay, see? I was going to say, that was a pretty badass rap show we did here last night.
It was. Both of them.
Right. How was that? I was going to talk about that, but first, so you're done being sick. You get well quicker the more people you spread your sickness to.
It's
so
true.
I just want to say you're welcome. How long were you sick for, by the way?
Well, I was definitely sick for a good 2 weeks.
Interesting. But you know how long I was sick for?
How long?
3 days.
I had a slight cough for a few weeks beforehand.
I started feeling it Sunday night. Monday, it hit me. Tuesday, I was sick. Wednesday, I didn't go to work. Thursday, starting feeling better. Today, all good, baby.
I don't think you were sick with what I have, because what I have typically kills people if it goes untreated.
And I've had what you had, and I almost did die because the fucking doctor thought it was asthma and treated it as such. And he's like, why isn't this patient getting better? Because it's fucking pneumonia, not asthma, but thanks for the ventilator, dick. You almost killed me. ESPN girly says, a little jam hole and jack-off schedule for the two of you. Censored. Only need to know info out the damn door. See you later. Enjoy the sports. So, how was the rap show that I was not invited to?
Well, it was pretty good since you didn't go.
Nice.
No, I actually wish you could have been there. It was fun.
If I didn't have the jam hole, like that kind of, I told you that before I started rapping, like jam hole takes precedent over my hip hop career. So, I appreciate you respect that. Sometimes.
I do.
By not inviting me anyway.
Well,
you know, it would have been a nice gesture. Hey, Matt, you want to go? No, dude, I got the show, but thanks for asking.
You could have came after the show.
Yeah, I could.
You felt like driving a whitefish.
I was so fucking tired. Yeah. And I was sick, so.
It's okay. You didn't, just the usual, you know, me and Papa Pill rocked the house.
Nickel B and Minx were there, I heard. The Lynx.
They were good. They opened for us.
I've only seen them play. Really?
Well, yeah.
Is that how you're playing it?
Well, they went before us. Isn't that opening?
Fucking A, that is.
Does that make us closing? I don't know.
I don't know. It depends. Was it a rave or was it an actual...
It was a bar rap show.
Okay, then yeah, they open for you.
Sweet.
I was going to say at a rave, you have different time slots and maybe the first people aren't necessarily the greatest.
No, and the first people weren't.
Poltergeist says it was fucking crazy with a K. That's how crazy it was in Kalispell with the crew.
Well, I had a lot of my friends and fans there, and I think one of Pop Pill's fans was there. So,
has he mentioned anything to you about all the shit you talk about him on this podcast?
Not really, because I'm sure he doesn't listen, and even if he does, I would hope he takes it in good humor.
Of course, but hey, way to support your fellow bros.
Hey, man.
Thank you.
I'm friends with two of the biggest douchebags in Kalispell, apparently.
Oh, how does that feel?
Pretty normal.
Everyday business as usual. Fantastic.
See, I kind of have a theory about me. I'm so awesome that, like, I'm too awesome.
Right. You're like you're like the kind of fat chick that hangs out with really fat chicks so that she seems really not fat and all the guys hit on her. And then the fat chicks just les out with each other and eat Wendy's.
I have a crippling case of awesomeness. My awesomeness
is so awesome
that it actually prevents me from being normal.
I heard that you actually helped that one dude write that song, I'm Awesome. Is that true? Or was that a rumor?
That was a rumor.
Okay. I believed it. You're so awesome, I believe that.
But I did inspire it. We met one time and we hung out and he wrote it about me.
Nice.
Yep.
You are awesome.
A little bit.
So, how's your love life doing? Pretty awesome? Just as equally awesome?
Like I said, I'm just so awesome. I have like a handful of women that love me and want to marry me, but yet I'm too awesome to be tied down. And
hey, I hear that.
I hate my life.
What's the matter? You've been kind of depressed lately. I've been checking your Facebook status updates, making sure.
Thanks.
I'm making sure I don't come home.
Can't
to you,
just
like,
talk to me.
I'm making sure that you don't come home. I don't come home to you like hanging out, if you know what I mean. Rope around neck,
well,
just chilling.
You know, I've thought about that too, and I probably would kill myself, but I've already determined that my life is pretty much over already. So it would just be a waste of effort.
You know, I've thought about it so many times that it's more. that I'm curious to see what's next, and I'm kind of, I've done pretty much everything I want to do here. I've fucked chicks. I've traveled the world for the most part. Everywhere that I really wanted to go, I got to go to. I've done everything. I'm now just kind of killing time until I die, and, you know, finding this podcast to do, you know, finding fun things to do along the way, but I'm basically just waiting to die because I want to know what's next. If Flatliners was happening right now, I would be the first volunteer. Kill me. Bring me back in five. So, you want to read a little emo poetry?
No, I don't, but I would like to elaborate.
So, what is the source of your depression? And don't say having douchebag friends like me, because I know that's not true.
Nah, that doesn't bother me too bad.
Awesome.
Makes me feel better about myself some days.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you know.
Except that my douchebag friends have girlfriends. I'll do anything for them.
Yeah, really? Which one of your friends has one of those? I'd like to meet him.
Pop Pill.
Oh, right. Only because she has a kid and she knows she needs help with that child. Well, so she will please him so he stays and helps with
pretty
the kid.
Pretty much, but she's a good woman. She
seems really
100%.
Nice. Yeah, so.
They want to have a foursome.
Really?
With me and another chick. I'm pretty popular with my douchebag friends in the multiple sex category for some reason.
Interesting. I was just trying to throw you a bone, honestly, and not.
Really?
All right, that was a poor pinch.
You're not burying your bone in my backyard,
okay,
buddy.
Okay, I'm not using my words very well this evening.
No,
I was trying to help a brother out by giving him some of my overflow.
Well, shit, you know, I have no problem getting laid. I mean, that's...
Clearly. I've seen you. It's like a different chick every night up in here. I thought I walked into the fucking bunny ranch the other day.
Well,
and then what? Smoke a cigarette and walk your ass home?
Pretty much.
As the song says?
Nah, it's not so much that I can't get laid. I mean, that, and you know what? That kind of wears thin after a while.
That's what I was going to ask. So are you just, because there's sex everywhere, especially if you're performing in bars. That's no problem.
And
but
you're
it
me.
Seems like you want something more than just a one-night fuck.
Well,
because
I had
sorts.
Something more one time, Matt. I had a...
What did
I
you have?
I had a family.
Really?
I had a woman that...
Lyrical had a family?
That would stand behind me and loved me.
Until she cheated on you?
Well, that's, you know...
Am I jumping the gun?
No, she never cheated on me. We never cheated on each other.
Oh, okay.
It was just a sad
What's
breakup.
Like?
It was my fault. I dropped
what
the ball...
She wanted to get married. You couldn't afford the ring on
no,
a ditch?
I want to keep the specifics out of it.
Why?
Because.
I thought you wanted to really delve into this.
Well.
Change your mind?
Let's just say what happened.
Yeah, I hear you. And no sense dredging up the past, but you got to talk about it if you want to feel better.
Well, okay. If you really must know.
I must.
After we decided to take a break and she moved out.
Who decided that?
Both of us, actually.
Okay, mutually.
Our relationship was feeling strain.
Were you guys not having sex anymore? Because that will kill
a
relationship, let me tell you.
She started only sleeping with me when I was drunk.
Interesting.
When she was drunk, I mean.
Interesting.
And it kind of weirded me out a little bit.
It is, huh? It's like there's something wrong with you.
Yes, and it made me feel very unwanted, very unmanly,
you.
And very unloved.
I feel you.
So I started sleeping on the couch for a month.
Really?
Yeah.
They usually see, the chicks I date usually won't fly for that. Like, if I come out and sleep on the couch to prove a point, they're always like, come to bed. Quit being an idiot and come to bed.
Well, she tried that a couple times, but
you
I was...
just ignore it?
I wasn't doing it to make a point.
Really?
I was doing it because things were fucked up.
You didn't want to see her. You didn't want her to see you cry.
Pretty much.
That's tough, man. I've been
Pretty
there.
Much. So then after she moved out, after our split.
You guys were at your place or her place?
We had a place together.
That you guys got together?
Yes.
Okay.
And after her and her son moved out, I jumped into bed with an ex-girlfriend pretty much the same day.
Really?
And when she caught wind of it, it broke her heart, and that was it.
Even though that was the whole point of splitting up. If I didn't want to fuck other chicks, you could continue to live here, and it wouldn't be a problem. The only reason I'm telling you to move the fuck out is because I need to fuck chicks. Duh. So, maybe you should have made that more apparently clear to her.
I guess.
Did you know that that's what you wanted, though? Doesn't seem like you're filling the void of family and love with just some cheap sex, like a hooker almost.
Yeah, and thanks.
I'm just saying, like,
no,
that's
you hit
from
the
an
nail
outside,
right on the head there.
From an outside perspective, that's what it seemed like. And I've done that
too.
That's
what it is. Nothing I do. I mean, all the fame and fortune of being a famous rapper.
I hear you, man. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one.
All the pussy I can get, you know, fucking free drinks at the bar. None of that can fill the hole.
Could that big purple dong fill the hole?
No, not even the big purple dong.
That's an impressive sized hole you've managed to...
Well, it's right in my heart, so...
Prolapse, yeah. If you will. So
so that's why I'm depressed. I'm depressed because...
All because of her still? How long's that been?
A year and a half.
Wow, man.
You know, Matt, some kinds of love only come around once in a lifetime.
I hear you. There's a girl out there that I still maybe have some feelings for that I think about every once in a while, you know? I think everybody does. I'm sure Dana's got a guy that was like the one that got away, you know? Mm. I'm sure in Dana's case it's probably a fish, but, you know, that's just how it is. So she's your one that got away.
Pretty much. My one and only.
You want to call her right now on the show?
Absolutely not.
Let's call her up right now. No, I got her on the line here.
Let's not do that.
Come on out here. So have you been talking to her or anything?
Yeah, we're still friends, I guess. I mean, it's a one-sided friendship, but...
Which side?
My side.
Was it one of those things like, you know... I think it's time to break up, but we can still be friends.
No, when we were going to...
That's the dumbest thing. We're not friends anymore. If you're done with this, we're not friends anymore.
No, when we broke up, we were going to continue to date and hang out and do things like that. Maybe try the whole, like, you know, fall in love all over again, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
And I kind of fucked it up by hitting some strange that wasn't so strange to me. She said it was the one girl. Could have been any other girl. She could have got past
it. No, that's bullshit. You know what? She only said that because it was that one girl. It could have been any girl, and that would have been the one girl. That's
bullshit.
Well, it was
my ex, an ex who was just happened to be the best sexual partner I've ever had in my life.
And you told your girlfriend that at the time.
She knew. She knew about what
was up. How did she know? You always call her name out accidentally?
Yeah, kind of.
Burger says, you sound like a pussy.
Thanks, Burger. I wish I could be as ignorant as you. And that way, real things like this wouldn't affect me, but...
I'm just saying...
I have a heart. Well, I used to.
Right. You have a... your heart is a former shell of itself.
So, Burger, fuck you, and you are a pussy. So, fuck you.
Thank you.
And thanks.
And thanks. Appreciate that little...
Thanks for listening. Now, buy my album.
Oh, man. So, what's the next step, man? You gotta fill that hole with something, right?
Well, suicide's not an option, so...
Really? I'm kind of sad to hear you say that.
Well, I bet you are.
That's the only reason I let you move in. I was like, man, he is on his way out. And if that happens here, fuck yeah, for the show.
Great ratings.
For the show, man, for the show. I find myself doing more and more things that I probably wouldn't do normally for the show.
Well.
And I'll tell you, I'd like to say that that's working out really well for me. Maybe not so much.
The world is a stage, Matt.
That's true.
And
you're
we're
lucky.
All just... clowns.
You're lucky I don't have a pinhole camera because I'd probably be dead right now. Okay, check this out. So I don't know, what are you looking for a girlfriend? Because I've seen a few of the girls, like, seriously, that you've brought over, and they don't really look like girlfriend material. They look more like just kind of dumb young girls that are just fun.
Well, most of them don't want to have anything more to do with me than a piece of cock for the night.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not really. I mean, the idea of having a girl to date casually, maybe just have one girl to have sex with.
Right.
That would be okay, I guess, but...
Will one fill it? I find I need maybe like one or two.
There's only one.
Or three.
There's only one that can fill the
hole.
Can
there be only one, or is there only one by your choice?
There can be only one.
So
by my choice.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Shit. So... You getting your dishwashing job back, or are you just going to do this construction game?
Well, still doing the remodel thing. And,
how's that going? How's the house starting to look?
It's looking good.
Better than our
little bit.
Shithole.
I mean, we just dug into it, and we're playing the hurry up and wait game.
Gotta oh,
get
really?
Materials and get plans approved and shit
right,
like that.
Right. That's always fun.
But yeah.
Are you waiting on the clock at least?
No.
Oh, that's not so fun.
It doesn't work like that.
It does in my world, but I guess not when you're working for a person like that.
You know, I guess just to sum it all up, at this point in my life where I'm at...
Do you want to give her a shout-out and be like, you know, put it out there?
No.
A missed connections kind of thing?
No.
Me, 8-inch cock, hung like a fucking mule beast. You, fat titties, and an annoying 5-year-old.
No.
Okay.
And he's four.
Thank you. Sum it up. Wrap it up.
So to sum it up, I'm at the point in my life where I have a lot to be happy about.
You're living with the biggest douchebag podcaster around. I mean, come on.
It's practically fame right there.
I know it, man.
So
you get a little of that by just, you know, rub off.
I guess just to sum it up, I'm not going to kill myself because I don't feel like putting forth the effort and ending something that's already over.
If I programmed you up a little suicide machine, software, hardware, injection kind of thing, you want to, you down with that?
Hmm.
A lot less effort. I'll even hit the button.
Nah,
for
I better
you.
Not do that. That would make my family really sad.
You're religious, right? Like, I hate to bring this up, but do you believe then if you did kill yourself, you would go to hell? Like, seriously.
I don't know.
Is that one? Because that
honestly, deep down inside, I believed if I killed myself, I would just pass on to the next life like everybody else that dies.
So you don't. Okay. So
like, there's no rules to dying. When you die, you die. That's it. You're dead.
Sleep. And that's it? Just sleep? Eternal, just, blissful
no,
peace?
No, your life force, your energy, your soul moves on to the next elevated state of
ascension.
Existence.
Ascension. I like where your mind is. Ascension.
You could say that.
I've been trying to figure out how to ascend for fuck since I started watching Stargate Atlantis.
Well, you can't really do it until you die.
Oh.
See, I believe we live many lives, well, but we do it in stages. Like, we start as something simple, like a bacteria.
Word.
And then every life we have builds up for our soul getting experience points, basically.
Right,
for living.
Leveling so, up, if
yes,
you will.
You level up to the next phase of your life.
Depending on how good of a bacteria you were.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't
matter.
If
you were an E. coli and you were killing people, maybe you're going to be like a dung beetle next.
I'm not sure how much it matters if you're good or bad.
Really? Then what's the motivation to be good?
Well, I guess it's because that's just the way to be, homie.
It's morality at a genetic level.
Let's just put it this way. We all have right and wrong built into us. We just choose
genetics
to listen or not to listen.
Empathy,
to
apathy, remorse.
So after humans, I don't know what's the next step in the reincarnation ladder, but it probably ain't anything on this planet.
It probably ain't anything good.
You'd probably just turn into a beam of light or something.
I'm down with that.
Or a god, or who knows.
Or a god.
Something
of our
we don't
planet.
Understand.
That works. What if Earth was just an electron in an atom, in a molecule of semen? Hmm? Think about it.
But isn't it?
It kind of is.
I mean, look at the way the universe
it
is.
It kind of is. Thank you. So, all right, well.
We're just a pimple on the face of existence, Matt.
That's right. That's fucking right.
Me and you are little pieces of bacteria just infecting the fuck out of that pimple.
So we're on moving on from your sad, I want to kill myself talk.
Well, I don't want to kill myself.
Oh, right. I wish you the best of luck, though, seriously.
I
kind of
just wish I'd die, honestly.
I do, too.
I don't have to do nothing, but.
We could do it together.
Feel better getting that out there.
Good.
Off the old chest.
I'm glad we could help.
Just remember, everybody.
Don't
let
do
my
drugs.
Let my pain guide you to make the right choice.
Let Lyrical's pain be your guiding light.
If you love somebody, don't let them go.
Unless
don't
they have like a restraining order, then maybe you should probably
no.
let them go.
Just keep
no?
pushing until they give in.
Nice.
That's what I do.
Nice. You know, funny enough, that will work. Because I've tried to date girls before who had like stalker ex-boyfriends or whatever. And they always end up going back to them for some reason. I don't know if it's just easier to, like, just be with them than it is to completely avoid them because of how obsessive they are, or if they really are just
playing the game. Well, it's a struggle for women because they try so hard to get men to listen and learn about them.
Do they, though, really?
They do.
You know, if they really
women
want
like
us to listen, they would do all of their talking with our dicks in their mouths.
Well, let's put it this way. Women like to talk about themselves. How much does a woman really... Take it from me. A woman does not really give a flying fuck what you have to say about
no,
yourself.
Not at all.
Unless the word I in the sentence you speak involves I would like to hear more about what you were just saying, they don't want to hear it.
Right. They want to hear you say, oh, that's so interesting, uh-huh.
They want us to ask them questions. They want us to get to know them. They respond to that.
But what about us?
They don't really want to
fuck
get to
us?
Know us. You know, in fact, the more a woman gets to know you, the less chance you have of boning them. Because then that little air of mystery and whatever they have you built up in their mind to be kind of goes away.
So if you just, like, meet a girl and there's, like, a lot of, like, sexual tension there, that'll all go away eventually once you get to know that person. Is it because they're not new anymore?
Exactly.
It's old and boring.
Exactly. That's why you have to cash in on the sexual tension factor
first.
Pretty soon, you know. Not immediately.
Like on the first night, just getting down to Funky Town.
Maybe let it build one or two times. But then after that's tossed. Because once they get to know you as a person.
Oh, forget it.
Fucking,
it's over. Especially if you're you or me.
Exactly.
I know, right?
Sad but true.
Ain't it, though? Burger says, as long as you have money, the girls will stay with you. That is true.
Also true.
Interesting.
Yes. Women like
women
money.
Women are interesting creatures.
Did you know that there was a scientific study done, and women's three favorite scents, the three scents that arouse a reaction in women the most are licorice, leather, and money.
Money?
Yes, the smell of money.
Is it money that smells like cocaine or just money in general?
I think money that smells like leather and licorice should probably be your best bet.
Black or red?
Black, of course.
Really? Yes. Like their hearts?
Yes.
Oh, wow. I don't like black licorice at all. If I could think of the most unarousing scent, it would probably be shit or black licorice.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what the most arousing scent to me is?
You know what the most annoying sound in the world? No, what?
Pussy. Yeah. Really gets my motor revving.
Oh, fuck. All right. Fantastic.
What's the most annoying sound in the world, Matt?
Never mind.
Is it us nose talkers talking through our noses?
Like this? I don't know what that means. My name is Sheldon. No, that's good, I guess. I mean, you're going to make it because you're too much of a pussy to kill yourself.
Pretty much. I'll live.
Okay, well,
I just won't ever love again.
Or work. Right.
Or do the dishes, or, as the viewers can see, comb my fucking hair or shower or anything.
Wake up before noon.
I kind of just like to sleep as long as possible and then lay around the whole day while I wait for my next opportunity to sleep.
I knew a junkie like that would just sleep until there were drugs. He'd do the drugs, pass out because he did so many drugs, and then, you know, the cycle would repeat itself. It's a vicious cycle, I'll tell you.
Sleeping's a really good way to escape reality if you're poor.
Well, it's because if you can dream, you can just do whatever.
Yeah.
If you become lucid or whatever.
Well, if you can't afford drugs, sleep's free.
It's called a waking life.
Hmm.
We're all just wandering around aimlessly in a waking life.
Hmm.
Asleep at the wheel, if you will. If you wheel.
That's deep.
Come on. How much acid have you taken today?
Not enough. That's right.
That's right. Oh, man. All right. Well, moving on from sad to even more depressing. It's day 60 now. BP's finally got the oil completely contained. There's no more leaking. They're cleaning it up. Everything's looking good, right?
No! I guess. I don't know.
That is incorrect. There is still massive amounts of oil leaking, and I Twittered this earlier, but I believe... I'm looking for anyone that has a space shuttle or a spaceship or a flying saucer, anything like that, some spacesuits. We need to go find a new planet because this is completely fucked. And when this is all said and done, our world is not going to be the same.
Yeah, we really fucked the pooch on this one.
So seriously here? Yeah, so seriously, dude. But this is pretty awesome. BP American President Lamar McKay probably expected to hear some harsh words from lawmakers today during his congressional testimony about the Gulf oil spill. Is it really a spill? It wasn't like, oops, I spilled a little. It's more of a gushing...
An eruption?
An eruption, if you will.
A horrible fucking eruption.
Thank
of
you.
Pure death.
Like, oh, it's just a little spill. It's fine. Just a little spillsy. We'll just wipe that up with a bunch of hair. It's fine. No. But he... He didn't expect to hear one congressman suggest that other cultures would ask him to kill himself. And I'm with him on this one, right? Like, if we can determine that this is your fault, or even fuck it, no, you're the head of the company that caused this, that's good enough for me. Kill yourself. That's what you deserve. And if you're that guy, you should be thankful that we offer you such an easy way out. Because You came, you saw, you kicked its ass, you ruined the fucking planet, and now I'm out. I'm leaving. You think I want to fucking live here after this? That's going to be a mess. No thanks. Representative Cliff Stearns today called for McKay to resign, but during today's hearing before a subpanel of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Representative Joseph Chow, the Vietnamese-American Republican, who represents New Orleans. That's weird, right? We have a Vietnamese-American Republican who represents New Orleans. He suggested a harsher punishment. Quote, Mr. Stearns asked Mr. McKay to resign, Chow said. Well, in the Asian culture, we do things differently. During the samurai days, we just give you a knife and ask you to commit harakiri. Just fucking kill yourself. If you didn't know, harakiri is a form of ritual suicide that was practiced by samurais who committed serious offenses. Were you thinking about a little harakiri?
No.
No? You didn't commit a serious offense there?
No.
Huh? Maybe write your memoirs?
No.
Good plot twist? Yeah. Chow said... Chow.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, please.
I just want our viewers to know...
Say it all.
In light of this oil spill, I thought everybody should know... Oil is bad for the environment.
You think?
Yes.
Only it's good when it's in the middle of the planet, you know, doing whatever it does in there, keeping us stable. It keeps us stable.
Is that what it does? Is the oil does down there?
No, it just hangs out. But honestly,
is it kind of like your black friend that just chills on your couch?
Yeah. Oil is our black friend that just chills on the couch. He's cool when you have other friends that come over, but when it's just you two.
When you want to smoke, he's got it.
That's right. He'll sell it to
that's
you.
That's horrible. Sorry to our black listeners.
There's only two. No, okay. I'm kidding. There's more than that. But
a little Montana humor.
The weed it'll have seeds in it, but, you know, it's still weed, and he's got it when you don't because he's helped you smoke all yours.
Damn straight.
You're like my black friend.
Except I'm white.
Well, but you sound black.
A little bit.
I let one of my friends listen to that song we recorded last night, and they're like, damn, when did Sean start sounding so black? And I'm like, well, I was kind of the audio engineer, so you're welcome.
Kind of always sounded like that. Even when we did our first track, I think I only did a couple songs before I decided, hey, I'm going to rap from my stomach.
I always had that, like, that high pitch, and you were always like, yeah, I'm awesome.
You could maybe cop like a Snoop Dogg sound or something.
Yeah. Sirens, nice.
Come on, let's hear you say, drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
Pretty good.
Don't make me do that. Chow said that the oil spill has wreaked economic havoc in his district, closing hundreds of businesses and leaving thousands without work. He called the cleanup process a disgrace. You rack a discipline! You're a disgrace!
You have dishonored your family. Now you must take your life with a knife.
Hoi! That's so awesome. Oh, he should. That is what should happen here. Absolutely.
Well, he's got to pay somehow. I mean,
yeah.
You know what's funny is the other day we were just watching a commercial on your computer about this new technology they have to drill deep into the ocean floor and how safe it was.
It was the video that Red Fox sent me on the TED Talk about why we need science and why people that don't listen to science are very dangerous. And actually, Red Fox from SporkRoast.com, they're just a brand new podcast that started. He's been a listener of all of our shows, us and Stereo Radiation, Big Mouse, and all the old PGB shows. But, I offered him a guest spot right in the show notes, mainly because I really didn't have anything to write about. But, you know, he's a real smart kid for being how young he is and all that. So I was like, hey, write something. And there's a link to the TED Talk. And if you watch that, I don't know if there's the same commercial on it, but look at the end of that video because it's a commercial, I think, for the platform that blew up. It looks, it's in the Gulf, and how there's only two down there, right? One of them blew up, so...
It's pretty ironic, you know. Pretty interesting.
Pretty fucking interesting. This guy says he called the cleanup process a disgrace and said the claims process has been dismal. President Obama and Democrats are asking BP to set up an escrow fund to efficiently pay out claims, and the company says it is committed to paying all legitimate claims. You think that'll happen? You think they'll really pay some money?
I don't think there's enough money in the fucking world to make up for what has happened.
Well, just the environmental damage. But on top of that, you have the economic problems. Society is crumbling. Yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. What's up?
It's Red Fox.
Oh, what up, G? It's Amham.
I have a bone to pick with you.
With me? Shit. You better bring a stick.
Oh, no, I'm just kidding.
What's up? Good notes, by the way.
I couldn't be mad at you.
I know. Good notes, by the way. I enjoyed that.
Oh, yeah. Do you like those show notes?
Yeah. You're hired. You can write them every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Thank you. People ask me, they're like, Matt, why don't you write more rhymes? I'm like, because I spend all my fucking time writing these goddamn show notes. I have no more creative juice. So what's going on, man?
Not much. I'm just calling to say hi.
Right on. What do you think of this? Hi. You think they're going to pay up any of this cash and this is all going to work itself out?
For what?
For the BP thing. Are you not listening right now?
Oh, no, I'm not live, but I kind of heard the end of it.
Okay, so we're just talking about how that the Obama's asking BP to set up this escrow fund. They want BP to pay for, you know, all of these problems that they have inherently caused.
It's all fine and good. Like, you can boycott the company if you want. You know, you cannot, you know, go to their stuff. You can be mad at them. The thing I have a problem with is Obama coming down from on high and saying, this is what you're going to do.
Right.
Without worrying about the court system.
Right, okay, that makes sense. So,
you know, because that's what the courts are for. They're for figuring out who's responsible, how much money, you know.
So you want to...
If it's BP, it could be the company that owns the rig. It could be something else, you know.
Right.
So
you want it to be tried like a crime and them to go through
right,
the court
that's
system.
That's what it is.
Exactly. But so what
you...
You
know, for him to come down and say, this is what you're going to do without having any, you know, legal... You know, people looking at it.
May I interject here?
Please.
I think that's a really good point there, Red Fox.
Red Fox, yes.
But at the same time, you know, with such a big disaster like this, maybe it's not the time to wait around in the courtroom and see and do all that. Maybe it's just time for somebody to say, hey, get your fucking ass in gear and get this fixed now.
Well,
you know?
I think it's a good start.
That's how it starts.
Exactly. They need to... There needs to be a lot of money going back into this economy because it's ruined down there. That's what they relied on, and that's fucked. That's done. We're done with that. So after the fact, though, I think there should definitely be trial crimes.
Oh, for sure.
So, but what do you think about the environmental impact? What's this going to do in the long run?
I think it's terrible. If you look in the on those maps, like, it looks like the oil could go all the way up, like, the east coast because the way the currents work.
That's what I said.
It'll go around Florida and go up to the, like, New York area.
Yep, I said that quite a while ago when we first found those animations of the simulations. I was like, man, don't be surprised because this is going... It's fucking scary,
man. Josh was saying about how in that beach you can just dig one shovel, you know, and you can get, like, the goopy sand stuff, you know, and that was, like, how many years ago was the Exxon one?
Over 15. That's in, Cordova, Alaska? He said you can take a shovel and dig, like, 3 or 4 inches down, and there's oil under there still. And he said a bunch of species of fish still haven't come back yet, and that was almost fucking 20 years ago, dude. Mm. That's so crazy.
If you just started a business, you're screwed.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, this is way worse than that. They were showing, like, videos of these dolphins, like, trying to get the fuck out of there, and the news guy was like, well, it's smart that they're trying to leave, but unfortunately, there's really no place for them to go. Back to you, Bob.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
And they always show birds, like, covered in oil.
Well, yeah, because that's an impact shot, you know. People really feel for animals like that.
They never show fish covered in oil, though.
No, it's because they're all fucking dead at the bottom of the fucking ocean now. Turning into more oil, which is going to get tossed back through the pump.
That's the other thing. It isn't just the oil killing them. It's the fact that all these corpses are going to rot, and that's going to create a lot of disease, and it's just going to be a big fucking... I think this is honestly going to fuck our planet up to the next level.
That's what I'm saying. If you know or can build a spaceship, I am on the first one the fuck out of here. I don't care if we don't have a planet to go to. I will live on the fucking space station, dude. That's retarded. So, well,
you
I don't know,
Vladimir,
man.
On the ISS?
What's that? Yeah, I will. Me and Vladimir. We'll fucking drink vodka and play chess.
And jerk off and
Tetris.
Shit.
Jerk off into space. Oh, that'd be so awesome.
Can you imagine what your semen would look like coming out?
Yeah,
into gravity?
I can. It would look like the oil looks like on top of the water.
Ooh.
Ooh. All right. Well, you got anything else you want to say, Red Fox?
Yeah, we all like your new song.
Oh, right on. Well,
thank you.
Thank you.
I played it for them, and they like it.
Right on.
Just us goofing around the lab.
Just a little fucking off. A lot of weed.
I feel special being the first one to see it.
Right on. Yeah, I sent it to him. First, I was like, we're recording a song now. He's like, cool. I'm like, hey, it's done. Check this out. It's awesome.
People say I sound black when I rap. Do you think that's true?
Do you think I was rapping with a black man?
What's that?
Hey, focus. Do you think I was rapping with a black man on that track? Just say
maybe.
Yes. Just say yes.
People
please.
Say I sound a little black when I rap.
Yes. Yes, you do,
You sound
Sean.
Like the guy from Red Dead Redemption. I keep saying that.
He's the one that told me that last night.
Is that
night.
Awesome, or?
No, it's good. He's a cool character.
Is he a badass?
You have to be a badass with that voice. Because
I'm pretty fucking badass.
You're getting there.
Play the game a few hours and you'll see.
Okay, I wish I could, but I don't have a...
Send me an Xbox 360 and I will.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Red Fox, and thanks for doing the show notes for me. I appreciate it.
No problem.
What? What do you want to say? What? Get it out. What?
Oh, I was just going to say, have you been watching the E3 footage?
No, not yet. I usually, for that stuff, I wait till it's done, and then I pick and choose through it.
It's pretty good.
If you find anything especially cool, send it my way for sure.
All right.
All right. Cool. Thanks for the call, man.
Yep.
Holla back. Red Fox, everyone. SporkRoast.com. They have, 11 episodes out now, I believe? Pretty amusing. I enjoy. So, yeah.
No wonder you're so hated. You just belittle everybody that
does
podcasts.
I didn't belittle him.
Like, 11 episodes. How cute.
No,
makes me laugh.
You know, it's no 363, but whatever.
Yeah, 363 pieces of shit.
That's fun.
Doesn't compare to 11 good pieces of quality entertainment.
Have you listened to his show yet?
Absolutely not, but I'm sure it's better than yours.
Oh, fuck. Well, yeah, this guy should definitely have to kill himself. Absolutely. A poll released today showed most people want BP to pay for all the costs associated with the oil spill, regardless of whether it runs the company out of business.
Good.
Lawmakers will likely have harsh words for BP again on Thursday when CEO Tony Hayward testifies in another hearing. I heard today that one of the main chair members kind of relieved Tony of his duties, I guess. So, good luck, Tony. I hope that, you know, in the glory days of BP, you know, when you guys were raping us on gas prices, I really hope you guys saved some of that money, because you're gonna need it. Yeah. So
maybe this will usher in the end of the age of oil.
You think so? Oil, I watched this documentary, and we talked about it when I watched it, but it was called Collapse, and it was really, I'm really usually not into these, like, loose change and these real conspiracy, because a lot of it's just bullshit, you know? You can, after you've seen a few, you know what's made up and what's spun and what's truth. But this one, like, really blew my fucking mind, dude. He was, I don't know, you just gotta watch it. But the guy comes from, like, real high-up intelligence, as I'm sure most of them claim to, but he really does. And some of the shit he was saying, like, you can see it starting to happen with your own eyes. Like, it's fucking scary.
Like, such as what?
Such as saying that when the collapse initially starts to happen, we're going to start losing a lot of our infrastructure, because the companies are taking their profits, and rather than invest them back into beefing up their infrastructure, they're blowing it in other areas.
Right.
And so as this stuff starts to break, it's going to reach a critical point where it's not fixable. It's not worth it to them to fix it, and it'll get abandoned, and that'll be it. Cell phones first, they said. And I can kind of see this start to happen when the sun gets out of its solar minimum and it starts going towards the solar maximum. We start having these flares and all that shit. It's really going to wreak havoc on our electronics. It's going to be interesting. We'll be recording on a tape to tape when that happens. Not live.
Be chiseling it in stone.
Yeah, set in stone, man, for sure. Stone lasts. Fuck. It's going to be interesting. I'm glad we're alive right now. I mean,
this is going to be
one. I'd rather be dead. I mean, but you know.
Hey, at least we get to live in a shitty world that is actually on a literal turning point, right on the cusp.
It is.
Of some big change for the future of our humanity, which will either be we all die,
we're in
or
the
most
of
us die, and the few of us that are left say, okay, let's try.
Let's try this again, but differently. Yeah.
Let's do things different this time.
Yep. It'll be interesting
to
see.
Or nothing will happen, and we'll just continue to be slaves to the society that we made.
That we've created, yep. That, or that.
Well,
I don't know. I think something epic will happen. I don't think, like, not 2012, like what people are thinking, but I think something will happen. You can't put that much oil into our ocean and expect there to be no ramifications.
Ah, nothing will happen.
Yeah, it's fine. Like, one of Tony's quotes was something like, there's so much water in the ocean, the amount of oil that we're putting into it is just a minuscule amount compared to the total volume of it. Like, really, dude?
Well, look, like, I watched a thing
Did
about
you
our...
Did really say that?
I watched a thing about our coral reefs, and in the past, like, 30 or 40 years, 40% of the coral reefs on the planet are gone.
If That's you look at the animal kingdom... You can see changes already starting to happen.
Dying. And that's just from minor amounts of pollution from just normal human traffic.
Yep.
There's some species that are so damn, what's the word I'm looking for?
Sensitive.
Yeah, to shit like that, that they just die at the tiniest amount. Now look what we have. We've got how many billions of gallons are we at?
So many.
Just ridiculous.
We're inventing numbers pretty soon. That's how much. I'm curious... I would be curious to have the papers on the ocean, I don't know what they call it, the cartography, the underwater cartography or whatever, of when they found that reservoir before they built the platform, before all that. I'd be curious to see how big that reservoir is.
Mm-hmm.
How, like, I've been reading a lot about this, and I haven't seen any numbers of like, well, we only have 800 billion gallons to go, and then it's empty. Like, there hasn't really been, like, I know they know that stuff. I don't see why they haven't put it out there. Like, we need to clean it up in this amount of days because this is how much oil could possibly come out of it, worst case scenario.
You know what would be really scary is if there's some big truth they're hiding, like, yeah, this particular spot is connected to every oil reserve
right?
on the planet.
Oh, my God, that would be amazing.
It's in the main vein.
In the main vein.
It's not going to stop leaking until there's no oil left
until
anywhere.
The planet shrivels up like you're nuts after you
after
come.
Big load.
Oh, big loads. That's awesome. All right, well, moving on.
Kind of load you got to save up a week to do.
Yeah, and it's not even just, like, not fucking. It's, like, bringing it to that apex and then just backing off,
like,
putting it away, coming back tomorrow. You get it back
up
there.
You know when you bust a load like that, your balls, like, hurt while you're ejaculating? Like,
but it feels so good. What's that called? That's called something.
Deadly sperm buildup. DSB.
No, but there's actually a term for that when you train yourself and you just jerk off all the time, but you never come, and then the one time you do, you come like once a year or whatever, and it's just the most majestic, like, you come for like 3 days straight. You're like, you know, Jesus raising from the dead, like 3 days later, just still coming.
I think I'm going to try that.
Burger says tantric. Tantric? I think it's tantric.
It is tantric.
You're thinking transsexuals. It's tantric sex.
I'm going to give that a shot and see if maybe it puts a little bit more fulfillment into the random sex I have. Because right now, I'm seriously getting to the point where every time I orgasm, it's like, remember when
you're just like,
yeah, yeah,
whatever.
Exactly. Remember when you're like 15 and you bust a nut, like you learn how
you're
to,
like,
masturbate?
Oh my God.
It's like the greatest feeling.
I know.
The first couple times you ever had sex or something, it like blows your fucking mind.
Let's be honest, not the first couple times. The first couple times you're like, so is
sorry.
That, is that sorry?
Hey, at least we didn't miss too much of your TV show, though.
Oh, fuck. That's awesome.
No, but seriously, I'm at the point where, like, when I orgasm, it's like, yeah, it's like you're saying. It's like, meh.
Well, see,
like sneezing.
I started doing that, but lately, I'd say in the last, like, 6 months, I've been doing it that way when I jerk off. I'll just, like, I'll bring it to the point. Like 5 or 6 or 7 times, depending on how much time I have, and then back it off, and then do it again, and then back it off. And I think that's the secret to the being able to bust twice within a legitimate time frame.
The male multiple orgasm?
telling you.
I thought that was a myth.
It's not like one right after another, but you can like keep going if you do that. So I'm just, you know,
man, there have been,
saying.
Yeah, there have been times I've been so horny that after
choke
one load, I'm just straight hard and I strap another one on.
That's
and go
what
at it.
It depends. Also, I think on the porn, if you're watching some good porn, because some porn just does it to you, you know.
Yeah, I think your emotional state has a little bit to do with it too. Because I got to tell you right now, honestly. With
not
sad,
feeling, not
with
feeling
as,
very sexy
with
right
as,
now.
With as sad as I am these days, it's affecting my my performance a little bit.
You don't need a fuck. You need someone to make love to you.
Ooh,
that's for free.
Thanks, buddy.
So moving on, I got a couple more stories before we get the fuck out of here, and I hit the road. Oh, I'm so looking forward to this. Another state, two states away, just partying with the Basement Boys. It's gonna be great. I'm kind of
all their groupies with
I'm
their
like,
100 episodes.
Well, yeah, no, because I'm kind of thinking back to like what happened when they came here, and I'm like, was I really a dick to them, or was it cool? Like, what am I gonna get brought on stage and made the fool now, or like, what's gonna happen? But no, it should be a good time. Maybe we'll do a little hip hop or something after their show. I'll perform your new song, your hit
Thanks.
New single, to twist it up. All right, well, a six-year-old girl is being monitored by social workers. She died after her... Oh, it's so sad when it happens. After her mentally ill mother sat on her.
Ooh.
Julia Lovemore, 41. Oh, man, maybe that's the problem. Had torn out pages of the Bible and stuffed them into baby Faith's mouth before smothering her.
That's like some fucking Hollywood movie shit right there.
Your name is Miss Lovemore. Your child is named Faith, and you killed it by shoving pieces of the Bible down her throat and then sitting on her. I bet the baby wished you would have loved more. There it is. That's what I was trying to get to.
I wonder when Hollywood's going to buy the rights for that movie.
I don't know, man, but it better be soon. She was yesterday detained indefinitely under the Mental Health Act after admitting the manslaughter on the grounds of diminished responsibility. Cambridge Crown Court heard she was a religious fanatic who had been in a florid state of psychosis at the time of the killing. Religious fanaticism, good thing or maybe not so much?
Not good. Fanaticism in any regards is bad.
Whoa. Jam hole fanatics?
Good.
All good.
Lyrical hazmat? Matt Lee fanatics?
Fucking A.
Best there is.
You can send pictures of your fanatical tits
See,
with I Love Matt of the Jam Hole written on them to info at... No, to Matt at EES.com.
M-A-T. Job.
Thank you. M-A-T at EES.com. That's my personal email.
You know, I gotta say, religion is good in theory. You know, it teaches
the
us
idea.
How to be better people, but as a structuring it to a way of life... Per se.
Right.
Like,
but,
it's a good guideline, not so much.
But check this
rules.
Out. Why does the rule have to come from an almighty being? If you have to be scared into acting a certain way, I don't think that's good.
Yeah, I don't
you
agree
should,
with that.
You should act that way. And that's why I have a real hard time with all of the commandments. Like, in, I don't know, I'm sure they're different now, but when I went to church
school.
Well, there's
10 of them.
Right. But each one always started with, we should fear and love God. Fear first. And I always found that weird. Like, why should we... I mean, I get if we ever saw God, like, if that was possible or if it was real or whatever, it would probably be a scary thing because we've never seen anything like that. It would be so just intense and focused and just
well,
like...
Well, shit, it made Peter or Paul go blind.
That's right, but...
It's killed people.
To use that and be like, if you don't do this... Something bad's gonna happen.
Okay, so that commandment maybe not so much, but you gotta admit the other ones are pretty good guidelines.
But
don't
why,
kill, don't lie, don't steal.
That's just common sense.
Don't
though.
Be
that's
jealous.
Basic internal morality.
Well, you know, people are pretty fucking dumb. Sometimes you gotta lay it
that's,
out for them.
Well, I agree with that, but it doesn't have to come from that from the mountaintop, so to speak. It should come
See,
from we're humans. You're a human. We've decided. As humans, you shouldn't kill people unless they kill somebody of yours, whatever. You shouldn't, you know, do all this shit. Not because God said so, and if you do, you're going to hell, but because you're a fucking human being. Act like it, you know? That's why I always had a problem with that. Like, if you have to scare someone into doing it, it's like kidnapping
so their
someone.
Their marketing is a little
unquestionable.
They need new PR.
Yeah, new PR.
Better PR, but, you know, overall, the message... The read between the lines, the lessons.
You only needed
stuff.
One. You
They're
only needed
stuff.
One.
What?
Do one to others as you would have them do unto you. Unless you're a masochist, then just forget it.
Yes.
Right. So, the judge was told two health workers were at Lovemore's, can we call her Loveless, Lovemore's home on the day Faith was smothered. A health visitor and a psychiatric nurse had been concerned about the behavior of Lovemore's husband, David, who's 39. Also, funny enough, a mentally ill religious fanatic. Interesting. Can you be a religious fanatic and not be mentally ill? There's something wrong. There's a reason you're so fanaticized.
When you're
with this.
A fanatic about anything, it has a big part to do with some sort of identity issues or something.
Really?
You know?
Identity? I never would equate it to identity. I would say
oftentimes
more of
we need things to help identify us.
And to identify with, but not a personal identity of ourselves.
Well, maybe normal people don't, but some people are pretty mixed up, you know?
Yeah,
There's 8 fucking billion people in the world. I mean,
you're bound to get a loony tune every now and then, right?
It's hard to say, I am this, you know, out of 8 billion people, what makes you so fucking special,
right,
you know?
Right. That's where the empathy comes in.
Well, that's where the whole religion thing is. Jesus loves you. You're great.
Yeah,
blah, blah. And
see, that's, I don't know. I have such a hard time with that.
You ever seen the God Warrior on Wife Swap?
Yes.
Everything is ungodly.
I'm a God Warrior. I don't need this.
It's people like that, though, that are allowed to vote. They're allowed to just function, and they don't. They malfunction, and they cause massive problems. More than they do good, I'd say. Which is weird, because if it's coming from God, it should be all good. But it's not. And that's... You can say, oh, it's the devil attempting. That's fucking bullshit. You're not Job. You know? You ain't fucking Job. What are you doing?
Job.
Job was the only one that God allowed the devil to actually tempt like that. And actually... get in there and interact and like drop his fucking house give him boils and all that. And you know what?
Just fuck him up.
Job said, no, fuck you, devil. I'm still rolling with the G-O-D.
It's like, reminds me of my buddy who's like, uh-uh, fuck you guys. I'm staying bad dog.
You got a buddy like that?
Yeah.
That's sad.
He's the house DJ now over at the, Dragon's Den tattoo shop. There.
He the one throwing that rave? That's
Filthy
coming up?
Rich is his name.
Oh, yeah. You know, he used to be such a cool kid back in the day. We always used to hang out and shit.
I was friends with him for, you know, a while.
Well, this is when he was way younger, though, because he used to be one of my little brother's friends.
I met him when I was 19.
Out. Yeah, see, this was before that.
Oh, really?
He was like a good kid, and I see what he's doing now. I'm like, that is not even close to who you are. I know you, and that is not you.
Dude, he has to
that
be like...
That is the biggest, fakest front I've ever seen in my life. And he's a cool kid. I like him. But not... I don't like Filthy Rich. I like Richard.
Yeah.
I don't like this
persona
you're
creating. What happens to people who are hungry to rap. They'll just hop on with whoever.
But you don't need to do that. Just fucking rap. You don't have to take on their whole fucking thug image. It's sad and tired and dumb.
Well, sometimes to get on a stage, you gotta be a dumb dog motherfucker, I guess.
You know what happens to dumb dogs, though? They get fucking put out to pasture, like old Yeller with the shotgun.
They need to go lie down by their food dish.
And lick their balls, because they can't find a bitch to fuck. Huh? In keeping with the dog... analogy.
Arf, arf.
Arf. So, they found the guy when they arrived at the house. They found Mr. Lovemore praying loudly and shouting, "Take the devil out of Julia!" He refused to answer questions, and they left to consult with experts, fearing their presence was making him more agitated. Later that day, Mr. Lovemore turned up at his GP surgery carrying the child's lifeless body. He was accompanied by Faith's older sister. What would Faith's older sister's name be? I got nothing. I know
Faith's older sister would probably be like Patience.
Charisma.
Wisdom.
Yeah, Patience, Wisdom. Okay.
Harmony.
Harmony. That's it. Thank you. Faith's older sister, Harmony, who had been doused in white spirit, but was otherwise unharmed, is believed Faith was dead or dying when the social worker visited.
White spirit?
I don't even know what that is.
Is that some kind of booze?
He was accompanied by Faith's older sister, Harmony, who had been doused in white spirit, but was otherwise unharmed. Was she... I don't even know. I don't even know.
Moving on.
The court heard how Ms. Lovemore, a Christian fundamentalist, that's the problem, the fundamentalist, had suffered at least 3 manic psychotic episodes since being diagnosed with bipolar affective disorder back in 95. Remember hip-hop in 95? Wasn't all this fucking thug shit, was it?
It
was a little.
It was a little, actually at that time.
It
was
naughty
was
by nature.
The,
it was fun thug shit, not about, this fucking dumb thug shit.
What else was it? We had boys. Well, they were more like R&B.
Whoop did is whoop. It was that
LL 95? Cool J 95.
I never liked him.
Busta
really.
Rhymes was big back.
He was
in all 95.
Right. I dug that a little bit.
ODB,
Red Man, Method Man, ODB, all those
Warren
guys.
Warren G
was all right.
Fuck yeah.
So
Beastie Boys, they were still around.
Yeah, they were cool. Prosecutor John Farmer said the older daughter was put on the at-risk register in November when her mother suffered a relapse and hit her with a hairbrush. When Mrs. That's not very godlike now, is it?
Jesus wouldn't do that.
No, he wouldn't. When Mrs. Lovemore was 28 weeks pregnant with Faith, a consultant psychologist concluded there was a, quote, high risk of further relapse in the post-birth stage, and monitoring was essential. So, I don't know. That sucks when that happens, especially, like, what do you do? Your mother is nuts. Your father, also nuts. I'm going to say 1 + 1 is going to equal nuts.
And you know
you're
what the,
nuts.
And you know what the real disturbing thing was for that girl probably is that she's trying to tell people my mother is crazy, but she's in this whole little Christian community probably.
They're like the faith healers when the kid got that fucking bladder infection and died from it because they refused. They were like, God's going to heal him. Oh, God didn't heal him. Guess what? Oh, well, we just didn't pray hard enough. Really? Is that really the case?
Pretty much.
From the looks of it, you were praying pretty fucking hard.
And everybody probably just told her, oh, you know, you're just, it's the devil in you trying to turn you against your mom. She's a good Christian woman,
dude.
You
that's,
know?
That's a very dangerous place to be. Very dangerous.
People, you gotta fucking listen to kids when they tell you shit like that.
Yeah, they're not all, if you're like, wow, where did my kid catch that from? Like, maybe take a look, talk to them. Parent them. You are a parent, right?
Even mentor if you're not their parent. And some kid
that's
says,
right.
Hey, I think my parent's going to try and kill me someday. Don't say, oh, you're just being a overdramatic
go away.
Child.
Go away and tell your mother to bring me another beer. Yeah. Even if you're like, I was going to say, if you're second string, daddy, you know, just do it. Do it to it. So, well, moving on, I guess might as well, while we're keeping with the little religious theme here, this is fucked up. You know the census workers?
Yes.
It's a census time for everyone to raise their hand, say here.
Yep.
Sean?
That way they can catalog us for when the big cleansing comes. They know exactly
that's right.
Who to do.
Well, the fear of the beast or the devil in the Christian-dominated state of Mizoram. I don't know where that is.
Mizoram?
M-I-Z-O-R-A-M. I'm going to say somewhere in New Zealand, maybe? I don't fucking know. They have caused almost 1,000 families to refuse to enroll their names in the National Population Register, taken up along with the census 2011. The dread stems from chapter 13, verse 17 of the book of Revelations in the Bible, which says, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. 666.
How did you do that?
Magic. This is so horrible. The problems stem from the Unique Identification Authority of India. Mizoram is in India. The more you know. No one could buy or sell property without the unique ID card. That's a little interesting. You ever read Behold a Pale Horse?
No.
Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars?
I have read a little bit of Revelations, though.
This is the beginning of that. Everyone gets tagged.
Yep.
Money goes away.
There's lots of
digital.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy how
the
actually,
waters will turn red with blood.
Yep.
How about black with oil?
How about the earth?
I'll take that.
How about the earth will become restless? Look
how
at
about
all the natural disasters?
How about that? The earth will swallow up people like that big old fucking sinkhole that opened up in where was that? Brazil or I forget where, but that thing looked fake. Yeah. It was so massive, you couldn't see the bottom of it, dude. Straight to hell. I don't know.
Crazy.
All I'm saying is it's going to be interesting. According to adherents of the belief, since buying or selling of property made one a follower of the beast, one having the UID card, UID, right, which authorized, these guys, I don't think English is their first language, authorized property transactions.
Authorized?
It's not spelled like that, no, though. I know the word authorized, thank you. Authorized property transactions automatically made one a follower of the devil. So I'll put a link to this in the show notes. You guys can check it out. There's one more story I wanted to kind of talk about here. Okay, so this is in New Zealand. A gay,
okay,
homosexual customs officer. He sought to perform more than his fair share of male passenger strip searches, say two colleagues sacked for allegedly revealing details about his behavior. Glenn Rankin, an assistant, an assistant chief customs officer with nearly 17 years of service, if you know what I mean, and John Smith, a customs officer for 8 years, were giving evidence at an employment relations authority hearing this week where they are fighting back to get their jobs at Christchurch Airport. The newspaper said both men deny leaking material and said their dismissals in March were completely unjustified.
Mm.
The hearing was told officers were concerned about a gay customs officer described as, quote, flamboyant, who allegedly sought more than his share of strip search assignments and made lewd comments about male passengers. What would you do? You're rolling through Christchurch. The guy's like, excuse me, sweetheart. Come on over here. Bring that thing over here. Gonna have to strip search ya.
That's a pretty good impression there, Matt.
Thank you.
I'd probably request that a straight man strip search me.
Can I get a not fat? I mean, I'm not homophobic or anything, but look at this guy. This is,
yeah, come on.
Is come on.
A, am I one of those camera shows? Ashton, where's the cameras?
Ashton, come on out.
Where are you at?
Bugger. That's fucked. Is that, like, is that, I'm surprised no one decked him in the face, in his little gay dick-sucking face.
Well, maybe in New Zealand they're more tolerant.
Of the gays?
Of gays strip-searching people.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, it's kind of like letting a pedophile be a priest.
Kinda.
I know.
Weird, huh?
Or a daycare child care worker.
A child care
an
worker.
An in-home child care worker.
When the parents are not in-home.
So, yeah, I'm a registered sex offender, but I can't wait to start this babysitting job.
Great.
So
well, that takes care of all the prerequisites we needed. So, when can you start?
Immediately.
Right now. I've already started.
Where are the little darlings' rooms at?
I'm on it. I'm done. Where's my room
and
at?
And does your basement have a lock on it?
I'm moving in. Because it does now. Have you been down there? Oh, fuck.
Horrible.
The officer who still works for the service and whose name is suppressed, also allegedly, not saying he didn't, but he allegedly used recreational drugs. You know,
no
the gays
way.
The gays like their ecstasy. They like their poppers. The gays like their, what else do you guys like?
Do they like pot?
I don't know.
It's kind of weird when
Do we have any gays in the chat? Does Bear Kid count?
Just Bear Kid's a
lesbian?
I think she's
a
lesbian.
Are you a lesbian? I mean, that's so hot if you are.
Her and her friend were definitely pretty friendly with each other.
Really?
I mean, well, hey, they were totally ignoring me, so they must have been gay.
Did you make a pass?
No, I didn't. I just talked to him for a bit. I thought about going and talking to him, but they were too drunk.
Are they hot? Is she fuckable?
They were pretty attractive.
Are you just saying that because she's in the chat?
I am not. They were very lovely ladies, and I would have tried to talk to them, but they were
both
too,
of them?
Too deep in each other's vaginas and drinks to,
to hear anything I was saying. Is that why they call it muff? Because it just
muffles
everything?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, I love
only when
words.
You're eating it out.
Right. Then, yeah. Right. Get down in there. Fuck. That's pretty awesome. The custom service policy. Did you hear that?
I did.
Is that your friend?
My fucking arch nemesis, the neighbor's
the chihuahua. I love that your arch nemesis fits in the palm of your hand.
Just wait. One day that guy's not going to be around to tell the landlord I was rude to his dog. And I'm going to fucking kill that whole thing.
Allegedly. Oh, fuck. Customs policy bars service from asking the sexual orientation of its frontline officers because of potential charges of unlawful discrimination.
So they couldn't tell when they looked at him or heard him talk or something?
Flamboyant. Now, is that...
That's become a gay term.
That's an outer...
Yes,
look.
You know, flamboyant used to be a term to just describe something that was flashy or exotic or
very
something.
Very flamboyant.
Now flamboyant goes side by side with queen.
With
queer,
being a big old poofy.
With being
a packet fluffer.
With being a flamer.
A flamer.
Flamboyant and flamer go hand in hand now.
That's awesome. So you didn't know? Do you think it's like don't ask, don't tell, don't touch, don't tell, please?
I'm pretty sure a gay man that was described as being flamboyant, which is just a better word for flamer.
Flaming.
You could probably look at them and
say,
he's
on fire!
That person's gay.
Right.
You're like, hi, how you doing? He's like, so nice to meet you.
I'm super. Thanks for asking.
Wearing a pink shirt and a blue fucking neckerchief or something.
Oh, is his name Al?
Al.
Is he big and gay? Customs Manager, Central and Southern Airport, Stuart Lumpston, told the hearing that the gay officer search statistics could look bad. But hey, he worked the busiest shifts and was often the only male available to search male passengers.
I bet.
Convenient? Hmm?
He didn't have anything to do with the scheduling, did he?
Hmm. He wasn't, like, poisoning every other male's food so that he was the only one, perhaps. The service did not want Mr. Rankin and Mr. Smith back, even if the authority decided they were unjustifiably dismissed, as managing a workplace where the three officers had to work together would be difficult. Then, here, problem solved. You ready? In 3, 2, 1, fire the fag. Done. Problem solved.
Do you think it would be more inappropriate to get strip searched by a woman or a gay man?
I would much rather get strip searched by a woman.
Right, me too, but would that be inappropriate?
In that case, I think the person doing the strip search has to maintain some sort of authoritative hold over the situation. Mm. If you're a woman strip searching a dude, he's going to be making, hey, while you're down there, wanky wank! I meant put my dick in your mouth! Like, they're the all.
Yeah, but with the gay dude, you're like, hey, while you're down there, please don't put my dick in your mouth.
Yeah, hey, while you're down there, can you spit my dick out of your mouth and pull my pants back up? Thank you.
I got out of getting searched like that at the jail one time.
Oh, really?
Well, because when you go to jail, you have to, like.
You
to
do not pass.
You.
Did you pass go?
There's a person that literally. Like, no. When they're searching you for booking, they have to grab your balls and feel around your balls.
You know, I'm sad to say I've never been to jail before.
Okay, well,
funny
got
enough.
To that part where I'm up there and they're getting ready to do that, and I look at the guy and I'm like, are you the guy that grabs and feels my balls? And I could see
are
this.
You serious?
Yes, I could
he
see this.
He was like, yeah, goddamn it. I'm looking. Like, I'm in between jobs right
he's
now.
He's like, yeah, I can see the shame in his eyes. And he didn't do it, actually. I
no
bet he
shit.
He was so ashamed of himself, he forego police procedure.
That's fucking crazy. And for the better of it, you snuck in a bunch of drugs.
I did, too.
Fucking A.
Right under my big old nuts.
Awesome. All right, man. Well, you ready to get the fuck out of here? You got anything else you want to get off your chest? You feel a little better, at least?
Yeah, sure.
And hey, you're going to have this whole house to yourself all weekend. Or you're leaving.
Maybe.
You want to tell everyone what's going on? Where you're going to be?
I might be down in Helena Saturday doing a show.
Helena,
a
Montana? Show.
Helena, Montana doing another rap show at the Jester Bar.
Why are you maybe? I thought this was for sure.
Well, our fundage is looking a little questionable.
Oh.
They're supposed to pay for our gas, but we're not sure how much money he made on the Casey show, so...
Oh, was that? That's fucked up, though.
That was Nickel B's show, too.
You can't depend on, I'm going to pay for your gas, but only if I make good money playing the show that I'm coming here to play. Who fucking booked them?
He booked us. That
but
was
for
his,
the Casey show.
He booked us.
For the
That was Nickel B's show.
At Casey's?
Yes.
So, Casey's paid them.
I'm sure they did.
So, what's the problem? Why should what they made there depend on whether or not they pay you for this show?
Because they got expenses too, motherfucker.
No, I feel you, but Yeah, I don't know.
Because that's the rap game and it's dirty. If we lived in a place other than Montana, everybody would be getting paid for their awesomeness.
Well, if we lived in a place other than Montana, we'd take the fucking public transportation.
No shit. It we sucks being one of the best fucking rappers around and running with some of the best around.
I hear you.
The area, at the very least.
I've been feeling that since I was like 15.
And not being worth shit.
It sucks. Playing shows for free.
Free drinks.
Doing podcasts for free four days a week now.
I thought you were taking this off what I owed you for rent.
Oh, really?
I mean, you are, right?
Well, right.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Because otherwise I was going to go down and
move out
in my room for a while.
Yeah, no, you still owe me $500 for rent. So,
$500.
What? Yeah, that's what we agreed on, right? Right. So, thank you guys so much for being with us. Sorry the show was so early. I'll get the podcast posted before I go, though. Definitely so you guys check that out. Email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is where all our shit's at. Take a look. Read Red Fox's show notes. They're very brilliant. I enjoyed them much. 406-204-4687. That's the phone number. Call, leave a message, whatever. We'll see you in Washington for the Basement Boys 100th episode. Clarkston, Washington, tomorrow night. I think like 8 or 9 in the evening at Hogan's. I hear it's a hipster bar.
Hogan's.
That burger says 500. Don't you only pay 450 total?
Hey.
Thank you, Dick. So, yeah. TheJamHole.com/Twitter/Facebook/YouTube/all that shit. Donate, because I'm going to be fucking counting change to get back home from this. And I am not getting my gas paid for to make a web-lebrity appearance in Washington for this podcast. I'm going on my own accord because he guilted me into it because he said, but dude, we came down for yours. All right.
Caw, bro.
Biggest douchebag in the podcast game, signing out.
And the saddest motherfucker on the internet. Fireside.
Right. We'll talk to you guys Monday. Peace.
Yo. Luke Cowan has Matt in the living room.
A little track for y'all.
I feel like I'm incognito when I walk in the club. On a mission like James Bond, I fill up my cup. Make it shake and not swirl with a twist of mine. Till my vision's all blurred and all the girls look fine. Run a bar through the floor, keep ducking and diving. Swerving around people like I'm drunk and I'm driving. Jumping and diving like a rabbit with hot feet. Damn it, I'm more stoned than Willie Nelson. You got weed? So give me a second while I switch it up.
Switch it up.
You got that green bitch, twist it up.
Twist it up.
Y'all ladies best listen up.
Listen
up. Cows in the house, baby, that's what's up. I'm still laying my Mac astounding.
Wow.
Still a man, ladies find arousing.
Hey.
I'm still getting plays by the thousand. Still the illest MC to get the party bouncing.
Get to the bar, the crowd's going wild. I kick a flow, flip your frown over and ride it to the stage. I'm about 3 shots deep, and you know the 406, we got the bomb weed. Just because I came to bust rhymes means me and my were fully equipped to make the dust fly. I've been writing rhymes since I could write. Ever since I first learned how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
It's a cold world and you know it don't play fair. So please, if you got the cheat code, throw them in the air. We ain't putting up with no whack rap shit. I'll smack it with my dick and then pass that split. I'm killing these rhymes, so flip the casket shit. We coming through about 6 deep and that's the shit. If you like these rhymes, then nod your heads. Or if you're so inclined, then get up and dance. Get drunk, get stoned. Now you're in the zone.
Yeah.
Find a little honey and take that ass home. Spend a little money and pass that blow. Cause we about to go to the after show. And that's where we're gonna eat up 2 and 3 subs. We blaze the weed up till we see stuff. When my pen hits the loose leaf, I choose to be the coolest MC the world has seen. Yo,
yeah.
Look at all these punk ass clueless G's. They're pretending to be what they will never achieve.
I'm reach
with each breath. My name is Matt Lee. I came to rap seat madly like a blast cap.
Okay.
Blasting off so past the bomb. We about to get blazed and rap a song.
And get crunk.
How it goes each and every night. When me and mine, yeah, we grab the mic.
Yeah. So give me a second while I switch it up.
Switch it up.
You got the green bitch, twist it up.
Twist it up.
Y'all ladies best listen up.
Listen up.
Cows in the house, baby, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm still laying my Mac sound.
Yeah.
Still the man, ladies find a rousing.
Yeah.
I'm still getting praised by the thousand.
Yo.
Still the illest MC to get the party bouncing.
Yo.
Y'all ain't never seen no shit like this.
Take a big hit off of it, cough and pass that shit.
Cause in the Mighty MT, yo, we do with the best. With the Mighty MC,
seas, so respect no less. Fighting city cats be coming round to check out the scene. What? None of them ever seen 10 gallons of gasoline. Down from a stack of trees piled 10 feet high. That's the way that they get down in L.I. Double B.Y. So, give me a second while I switch it up. You got the green, bitch, twist it up. Y'all ladies best listen up. The cows in the house, baby, that's what's up. I get faded and rock the show. Find a woman and say hello. Two of us sneaking out the door. We fucking up on a cigarette and walk my ass home.
See ya. And that's how it goes. Each and every night.
That's right.
5 bowls of weed, 10 long hits,
3 40s of PBR,
16 tracks in Cool Edit Pro 2.1. Thank you, Peter Fishguard.
Pack of condoms.
2010.
A blowout, son.
You are listening to the Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.